When they say the golden era is upon us, it is. The most thing that you cannot do is let the news manipulate your decision. The listeners have to understand, short term, it sucks. When you say the average home price in new construction went up 9,200, you think in a minimalist average 1,200 square foot, did it go up 9,200? Absolutely not. And I say this again, every builder right now that I know, that I talk to on a daily basis, you know how they buy, Kyler? They buy it of convenience. Yep. It doesn't matter where you're located. The land, they can't make any more.
Yep.
So the more that we build, the less land there is going to be available.
I think the biggest secret that we even figured this out is we buy when everybody else is running away from the storm. The biggest piece of advice that I ever got is stop listening to people that don't have what I want.
I can tell you, if you're an investor right now, call in, ask for Chris, ask for Colton, ask for Kyler, ask for anybody here, and we will go down to your investment property. We'll help you get it set up. We have resources, but right now is the time to invest.
And that's what we're personally doing.
This just helps production out back know exactly what your change orders are.
Dude, this is an emergency tiny home podcast, all right? Over the last 5 days, can we agree that the world's been absolutely crazy?
It's been crazy. A lot's going on.
There's so much going on right now in the world that people are like freaking out. And that's why we're shooting the podcast is. I mean, it's an emergency that right now it's more important that you listen to this podcast than any other one, because I'm telling you, today may never happen. Tomorrow may never happen again. So we're in a very strategic time and place in America that we might never see again.
Yeah,
absolutely. And I'll tell you this, 2 months ago I was crying because my stocks were down, and now I'm like super happy because everything is up. I mean, like, if, man, we need like the insider trader info, right?
We don't have that yet.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Trump said 5 days ago, buy stock, buy stock, buy stock.
Oh, yeah. Totally missed that. But listen, the reason, I mean, Trump just strike the deal with China. All right.
Yes.
It's like we're lowering tariffs. They lowered our tariffs from 125 to 10%. What does that mean? America just has more money now, right? We're creating more money. But the main reason, Colton, why we're on this podcast is economic uncertainty in the housing market has completely shifted the way people are buying. Can you kind of talk about that a little bit? How has it shifted the way people are buying, and why is now actually the correct time to buy?
So due to some studies that were done this year, 60% of all home buyers on single family homes have stopped buying because they're so uncertain of what the market's going to do. They're so uncertain about the tariffs. They're so uncertain about my grocery prices, my gas prices. You know, do we need to save here? Do we not? Do we just need to get through? Am I going to lose my job? And I'm here to tell you, right now, when people quit buying, is the time to buy.
Mm-hmm.
Right now is going to be the lowest it's ever going to get. We might see a decrease in house prices in the next 6 months, but the problem is then it's going to create a frenzy and it's going to create another bidding war. So if their interest rates go down right now, we're going to create another bidding war like we had pre-COVID and during COVID.
Right.
Does that make sense? Do you remember those days to where you would post a house and all of a sudden you'd get 20,000 above market value or 20,000 above offer just to get the house?
Well, it was the seller's market.
Yeah, it was a seller's huge market. Line in the open houses. You would have a huge line you would have to RSVP for. I mean,
correct.
It was crazy.
The biggest thing right now is everybody has quit buying. 60%. There's still 40% of buyers in the market. New construction homes have went down significantly over the last 6 months as well. And what that does is it's telling everybody that people are scared. And I get that. But what they don't understand is always go back to this phrase. Date the rate, marry the payoff. You will never get a house for under a certain amount of dollars per square foot ever. There's so much material, so much in labor, and there's so much that a house can only decrease in value. Even if another 2008 hits, in 2 to 3 years, it will be back and be back better than ever. And I'm not saying that 2008 is going to hit. I don't think we're ever going to see that again. But the biggest thing is right now it's a buyer's market. You need to be buying a house. You need to be constructing a new house. And the other crazy thing is this. We had a 40% in Texas alone, a 40% higher in Dallas, even a 44% higher inventory on market year over year this year. And so there's in English, that's a lot more houses are for sale at the same time. That means they're going slower off the market. Why? Because there's market uncertainty with Trump's tariffs coming in, with
interest rate,
inflation. Oh, if they're going to go up or down. And, you know, we just sold a house, one of our rental communities, and the buyer was, I've had this stipulation, yep, whatever. So it's a buyer's market. Now is the time that you need to get off your feet and say, I'm going to go buy a house and I'm going to get exactly what I want. I'm going to get it for the exact price that I want.
Right.
And as a home builder, you could say, well, Colton, that might be bad for Salibert because there's more houses for them to choose from. Well, it's interesting because they're still climbing in inventory, but we're not seeing a decrease in value. So the sellers are saying, I bought it during COVID. I've got $400,000 or $500,000 in this house. I can't afford to lose $200,000 to get it to where it actually needs to be. So now the new construction builders are actually building a brand new house. All of your warranties like we do, you know, we offer a lifetime warranty in some areas. They're not getting that. And then the sellers are not, they're refusing to say, well, it's on the market, but I'm not going to sell either because I paid this much. I still owe X. They can't sell it.
Got a construction loan. Line of credit.
People don't have $200,000 to lose on a house or $100,000.
Right.
And so if they would only wait another six months to two years, that value is going to go right back up. When they say the golden era is upon us, it is. The most thing that you cannot do is let the news manipulate your decisions. You have to base off of long-term suggestions and long-term thinking versus short-term.
Yeah.
The market is crashing. I better sell today. If Warren Buffett based all of his decisions on short-term thinking, he wouldn't be where he is today. If Walmart based all of their decisions on short-term thinking, mm-hmm, they would not be where they're at today. So the listeners have to understand short-term, it sucks. Long-term is when they buy a new construction house, which is cheaper than even existing houses that are 50 years old, 20 year old, when they're going to have to move in and still put, you know, carpet in or new flooring or new trim or new paint. They can literally, Kyler, buy a brand new house cheaper per square foot than they can buy a used house on the market because the sellers are not willing to come down at all.
And if they do buy a used house, you're probably going to have to go in there and to do some remodeling to bring it up to date because the stuff that's selling is the new up-to-dated stuff. So I had a question about, and I think, because we talked about construction costs and tariffs, it says there was a study done that the average cost of a new home went up $9,200. But I have a question, like, in this time, because I feel like this is what stops a lot of people from going buying a home, which is making emotional decisions. How in this, because they're worried about what Trump's doing, they don't know what's going on. I think Trump is playing a big chess game. I think that, you know, everything that's going on, he's putting a lot of chokeholds on a lot of different countries saying, hey, I want to bring everything in. I want to put the national forest to where we can get our own lumber from our own national forest. So all these little things that he's doing, I think that a lot of people don't know what's going on. So they're making emotional decisions that are not good for their family. So like, what do you say about that? Like to where people can make the best decision for their family, where take emotion out of it and say, I'm going to do what all these real estate investors are doing. What are the real estate investors doing right now? Like, what are we doing?
They're buying. And I'll tell you why. So let's say we have a listener out there and they're listening to me right now and they're renting for the last 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, because they're like, I'm going to wait another 5 years. I'm going to see what it does. Imagine if you would have taken action 2 years ago. Now you would have had, I don't know, $15,000 of pay down already, $10,000, $15,000, depending on what your payment is, per month on an affordable house below, and I say affordable below 200. Our average is below $100,000. Average for a brand new house that when you get it, we can show appraisals, call in and say, hey, I want to see an appraisal on a house that you've done in the last 90 days. I'll give you one. I'll show you the exact amount the customer purchases it for, and I'll show you what it appraised for in less than 1 week after we set that house on the property. They gain more in one week than they made all year, guaranteed. Because these families, they're coming in, they're saying, I'm on a fixed income, great. We financed them, great. We closed the house, the appraiser came back. On paper, they actually made more money than they did all year. Yep. Why? Because the value that we can buy at, in the faster that you can build with the highest quality, the more affordable we can sell a house, right, Chris?
Yeah. Well, that's interesting that you're saying that, because you keep talking about affordability and that it's a buyer's market right now. Like, if you're looking to buy a home, it has to be right now. This is the golden age of America. And I get that. But I want to touch on why people are actually scared. Like, why are they scared? And the reason they're scared is two major things. Number one, cost. Well, at least what social media tells you, right? This is what the news tells you. The news is telling you tariffs and material costs are going through the roof. Yet you're saying you can still buy an affordable house in 2025. But when they turn on CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, they're talking about materials going through the roof and tariffs are going through the roof.
I'll be honest on this podcast. Chris, have we charged a tariff fee in the last 90 days?
No.
We have not. Why?
I don't know.
Because you would think, Kyler, that we use every product. I think we have close to 1,000 individual products that we use in assembling a house, correct?
Right.
I've had one product that I can tell on one hand that has went up, and it's metal. That's because it's imported metal rolls. It went up 12%. Did we go up? No, because we can with the volume that we buy at, we can consume that padding there.
Right.
90 days ago, we were buying flooring, same flooring that you buy at Home Depot. It all comes from some of the same factories in China. That tariff was 35 to 36%. Now they dropped it to 10.
Mm-hmm.
That means the flooring is cheaper. Your laminate flooring is cheaper. Okay. It's a print that they put on the flooring that China, they can manufacture any color that you want. It's the same stuff across the board. Now, is Home Depot marking it up? Absolutely.
And this is, just to be clear, vinyl plank flooring.
Vinyl plank flooring that you buy at Home Depot for $1.89, $2.89, $3.49. That same stuff in a container costs $1.40 delivered.
Right.
And even as cheap as
it. And it's even cheaper. You know, you can, you know, you buy multiple containers.
So are you saying is it companies price gouging and taking advantage?
Companies are taking advantage of you guys. If they put a tariff fee on, ask them, where's the tariffs coming from? What products are you buying right now that have tariffs on top of that?
Mm.
Ask the questions. Let me see the invoices. I want to really see that your prices are affecting. This is where companies, they go and say, I'm going to take advantage of the consumer because there's a fear in the market that we can get every single time. Do you think that it takes us any more time to go find a new product, the same product, but a different supplier? No, does not. Do you think that we're going to do our best? We have multiple buyers right now looking for different products around the world. Do you think that we're going to take it and say, we're only going to buy from this supplier. So if that supplier goes up, we're going to have to go up. No, we say we want the best product, the best prices for our customers. If that supplier cannot get it for this price, we're going to go somewhere else. Why? Because we understand that our customers have to have affordability. They have to have minimalist living. They don't make 500 grand a year. They can't afford a $4,200 payment a month, right? When you say the average home price in new construction went up 9,200, you think in a minimalist average 1,200 square foot, did it go up 9,200? Absolutely not.
Did it go? So a question, because there's not every home builder, doesn't build 400, 600, 800 homes a year. To the home builder that builds 4 to 5 homes a year, did that go up for him?
It did, because they're not being competitive. They're buying, and I say this again, every builder right now that I know that I talk to on a daily basis, you know how they buy, Kyler? They buy it of convenience. Mm-hmm. If I would let the builder down the road
makes sense
build me a house, and if you're the home builder, right, or you're the buyer, and you say, look, here's my budget, and the builder's like, I don't care what your budget is, this is what it costs, okay? But what if I could tell you they're being lazy, and I don't mean to be against any builder right now. You could search. I've went to Vegas. There's thousands upon thousands of vendors right now. If you would just look on the internet and say, I want the best product for the best prices for my customers. There's better to buy. There's better rates. Mm. I've done it. They're out there. The builders buy out of convenience because I can go down to Home Depot, Lowe's, any supply company around there, 20, 50 mile radius. They can say, hey, I need this delivered.
Mm-hmm.
And it costs this. Okay, cost that. And then they guess who pays for it?
The buyer.
The end buyer. You think the contractor pays for the tariff?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing, and I know you're getting to it, for our buyers right now, Trump did one of the most important things last night, is slashing pharmaceuticals by 90%. Do you think that now people are going to say, I can actually afford a brand new home now because they were paying X amount for their medications?
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to put more money in their pocket.
Yeah, it's crazy. But like, my thing right now is, you're telling me tariffs went up. Okay, this is like, obviously we just struck a new deal, but tariffs went up. Construction costs went up by $9,200. Yet Saddlebrook is not raising our prices. If anything, everything's going lower. So what assurance can we give our customers? Okay, what assurance can we give them that, okay, you can get a Saddlebrook home for the same price as before? We're not raising our prices.
Our sales process is, when you come into Saddlebrook, you put down a deposit of $250. That price is locked in. Unless you do a change order on that plan, or you change a product, that price is locked in. We will not go up. If you need a price guarantee, I will show you the invoices of where we're buying our materials at the cost we buy our materials at. And I can show you the last 6 months, have they gone up, yes or no? They have not.
Right.
People in the news are saying, oh my gosh, home prices are going up. You know what? The builders, they're 40%, and don't hold this to me, but the builders are having less and less work because the buyers are like, I'm just going to wait. Like, you're charging way too much, so I'm just going to wait.
Right.
You're saying that $100,000, I can't afford it, call me about next year.
So what do you say to people who are seeing the news and they're obviously seeing these ports are empty? Are our materials not coming from China or places with high tariffs?
Yes and no. So like Mexico. Mexico is one of our biggest importers or exporters for drywall. Okay. Aspenwood, Canada. Unique items, but has drywall went up in the last 45, 60 days? I haven't seen it.
Right.
Now it might go up a little bit, but you're talking pennies on the dollar. You're not talking thousands. And they might, if any builder right now puts a tariff charge on your invoice, question that. That is when you know the builder's out for the builder, not for the buyer.
And what if like, let's say Home Depot, let's say, because they're all their prices are fluctuating, so they're their middle person, so really the news is working for them. You could say the news is working for them. So if there is a fear of, hey, tariffs are going on, materials are going up, what if they're not even because we buy from where Home Depot, some of the biggest people buy from, we buy from those people.
Because we buy from the same suppliers Home Depot and Lowe's buys from.
Right. And so we know the prices. We know that they haven't gone up. Like, we buy container loads worth of stuff. We know. And so what I'm saying is, maybe it's not even the builders, but maybe the like you just said it, the builders buy out of
convenience.
So what if the middle person, which is the Home Depots, the lumber stores, what if they're the middle person getting more money because they can, because the news is hyping up the tariffs that, hey, so these things are going up.
Why would they not?
Right.
Yes.
So what do you say to the people who want to buy in the next 3 to 6 months? Like, is your price home potentially going to go down? I mean, look, you said that the tariffs went down from 135% to 10%, correct? So how does that affect home prices at all? Like, is anything going to go down? Like, what do you think?
If you're a renter right now and want to buy a house, and you just say, I don't want to buy, I need to buy a 3,000 square foot house, negotiate. If you need that change, the buyer will, it's a buyer's market. The buyer can get what they want. You can make stupid offers and most likely 50% might get accepted, depending on who the seller is.
Right.
But now if that seller has $400,000 worth of debt and you say, hey, I want to buy it for $300,000, they can't. That's the thing, is the existing home prices, I do not see in the next 6 months, they can't go down much further because they owe that much money on them. They bought at the highest, right? Now, is that price going to keep going up? 100%. You wait 6 to 12 months, interest rates drop, that price is going to go back through the roof and they're going to get what they want. But right now in the next 90 days, 6 months, you need to be buying and purchasing. If there's a vacant lot that you're looking at and saying, hey, I want to put a Saddlebrook home on it, I want to put a modular, I want to just build me a stick-built home on it, right now is about time to buy land. It's never going to get cheaper, guys. Land is only made in America, what, one time?
That's it.
And that's at the beginning of time. They're not making any more of it.
Yep.
It doesn't matter where you're located. The land, they can't make any more.
Yep.
So the more that we build, the less land there is going to be available. And so we got here 10 years ago to DCAP, 10, 15 years ago. The prices for land was $2,500 an acre. Now you cannot find anything for less than $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $8,000 an acre.
Right.
Why?
The same land.
For the exact same land. Why? Because the demand is there's becoming so far less land available, right? You go buy a lot. You could buy a lot in our hometown 3 years ago for $5,000 a lot. Now, what are they, Kyler?
1 acre lots, 25. Anywhere between, depending on if it has whatever it has on it.
Yeah.
If it's grown up, if it's nice, ready to go. I just put in a bid for, I think, 30K or something.
You put a piece that was 3 years ago for $6,000, $7,000.
It's gone up, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Yep. And final topic we'll touch on. All right. So a lot of people, I've seen this right now, they actually wait on buying the house because their payment is $100 or $200 more than they want to. But the situation is so dire that they really cannot afford to go $200 more. You know, so you would think, all right, if I want my payment to be $1,500, but it comes out to $1,700, yeah, it's only $50 a week. But no, the financial situation of a lot of people have become so dire because everything has gotten so expensive. They really have been putting on buying a home to the side. So you just said they cut pharmaceuticals by 90%. Just briefly talk on that. How did they do that, and how does that affect American home buyers putting more money in their pockets so they can actually afford a home?
I'll circle back on your question and I'll say this. Let's say your payment's $1,700. The Americans might have to realize that they might have to, number one, look at a house they can actually afford. But here's the thing. If you're going to wait 2 years anyway, but you're going to buy a house, get into home ownership right now, I would, and do not take this as financial advice. I'm not a financial advisor. Don't claim to be. But here's what I would suggest. It would rather you go buy a house, not your dream house, something that you can afford today. Start putting equity in that house.
Mm.
When the rates come down, either refinance that one and get even lower, or sell that one. Do a 1031 exchange if it's commercial, if it's your property. After 2 years, you're not going to pay any taxes on it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Then go buy the house you want. But now, when you sell it, you have all of this equity built up that transfers into the new home. Okay? So you might sacrifice today for the next 2 years of, my dream house is this, I can't afford it, so I'm just going to keep renting. False. It would much rather go buy a house that you can afford under what your payments you can afford,
yep.
Live in it for 2 years, sacrifice, build your equity up. If you have an extra $100, put it towards your house payment. Mm-hmm. Go to principal, okay? 2 years, it's worth $15,000, $20,000 more. You go to sell it. Now I've got $25,000 worth of equity sitting here. You put that to the new house. Now my payments are even less because the rates are down. And I didn't waste any of my money renting for the last 2 years.
I think the biggest secret that we even figured this out is we buy when everybody else is running away from the storm. We buy whenever the news says don't buy. We bought and we've made this is the play that Warren Buffett, this is the plays that BlackRock, this is the plays that everyone's doing. they buy when everyone sell, when everyone else says don't buy.
That's crazy.
Yeah, because it's fear.
And it's crazy because like a lot of American homebuyers are uneducated. That's all it is. And they've been fed fear tactics in order not to buy. But it's true. If you bought when everyone told you not to buy when COVID just started, it was March 15th, 2020, when COVID started and everything said everything's going down, everything's going to crap. If you would have bought right there in 2022, what would your house be?
Oh my gosh. You said 1,000.
Absolutely. But everyone said, don't buy, don't buy, don't buy, don't buy, don't buy. Just for a year and a half later, everyone was buying.
So guess what? You know when people buy stocks? Is when it already hit the news and it's already going to the rocket and they
too late.
Buy. It's too late.
Way too late.
Too late.
Right? They never buy when it hits rock bottom. Why? What if it doesn't go up? But what if it does?
Yeah.
Same with houses.
Yeah.
Can you please go to Google and look at the last 25, 50 years of what a single family residential house has done on that graph over the last 25 to 50 years. You will know, base your decisions off of real data, not just emotions of what the economy or what the news
right.
Stop.
Is trying to tell you. Why? Why am I saying this? Because it's data. It's all data driven. Do you think that everybody should buy when the stock market goes back up? Guess what? A week ago, you could have been a millionaire if you'd put a couple thousand dollars in or 100, 200, 500 grand in Bitcoin. It would have doubled.
Mm-hmm.
It was 30%. 60,000, 70,000.
70,000 to 80,000.
Yeah, 103, 104.
Yeah, that's huge. That's huge.
Nobody wants to buy it, but then all of a sudden, it goes to 103. People are like, buy, because what if it goes to 180?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to be clear, we're not financial advisors.
We are not financial advisors.
Just put that in there.
It's quite,
no, but it's true though. Be always, like, I say Bitcoin, right? When Bitcoin was going down, nobody wanted to buy because it was going down. But that's when you say rich people, wealthy mindset people, that's when they start putting money in and boom, they put $100 in. So you're telling me for every $100 I put in, I can get $33.
Yeah.
I can get $133 back. Absolutely.
Sign me up.
Sign me up.
Yeah. The biggest piece of advice that I ever got is stop listening to people that don't have what I want. Stop listening to the news. There's some news reporter on there that is doing her job. They don't even own a house. If they do, they might have one. Like, they don't have what you want.
Absolutely.
Stop listening to those people.
No, I agree. Hey, listen, to be honest, if there's one thing that anybody could take out this podcast is don't be afraid. If you're looking to buy a home, buy the home. Buy the home. Because you know what? With everything going on, just to recap my biggest takeaway from what you just said is a 2021 bidding war is going to happen in the next year.
I'm predicting that. Don't hold me to it. That's what I'm predicting. Why? Because the Fed has to cut the interest rate. When they do, oh my gosh, the inventory. Because why right now, why would people trade in their 2.99% interest rate for a 6.91?
They're not.
But they also bought the house at one of the highest points.
They might do it at 4%, 4.5.
Four and trade up because they build equity. Even though they build it at the highest, they know if they just hold out for another 6 to 12 months, they don't have to sell.
Right. Yeah.
That's why new construction houses are actually cheaper right now than existing house prices. And I don't see them coming down anytime unless that person is actually, number one, moving. They got a different job somewhere. They're actually going bankrupt. They can't afford it. They moved out. They got kicked out. They've been behind on their payment 6 months. The bank is going to take repossession. Yeah. Okay. You're going to have some of those houses come up. Now, that might be a good deal.
Yeah.
If you guys want any security on what we're talking about, call in our number, 903-219-0869, and ask for anybody here and just say, I want to talk about it. I want to talk about the home prices. I want to talk about what the market's doing, and we'll talk to anyone that wants to call in.
By the way, final thing I'll say, we talked about this in a podcast probably like 4 months ago. For every 0.5% that the interest rates drop, 1 million new home buyers are in the market.
Yep.
Okay, so the home you want, you don't have to compete against yourself. You're competing against 1 million other people.
Yep.
All right. And guess what? Once those interest rates start going by, attention, Texas home buyers. Yes, you're going to start to see that you are going to compete against people from California, people from Oregon, Washington, selling their homes and buying these homes cash. You're going to compete with those people, right?
Absolutely. Last thing I want to add to all my investors that listen to our podcast, that listen to whatever we say, right now, if you have 50 acres, 20 acres, there's also a group of people that are never going to buy a house, and the renter's market is going to go through the roof because of all the fear that's out there. I'd rather rent.
Yep.
Give me something affordable but nice.
Yeah.
I can tell you, if you're an investor right now, call in, ask for Chris, ask for Colton, ask for Kyler, ask for Oz, ask for anybody here, and we will go down to your investment property. We'll help you get a setup. We have resources, but right now is the time to invest.
And that's what we're personally doing.
We're personally doing it. Don't take just my word. I will go show you my projects. I'll drive you up. I'll let you see exactly what I'm doing.
All the numbers, everything.
And I'll tell you why. Right now, rental properties are going to go through the roof because, number one, fear. 99% of people base their emotions.
But it's easier to go get a rental property.
Way easier. And there's going to be a lot of people say, I would rather wait 2 years, 5 years, and I'll never buy.
There's always going to be that market.
But what if you bought today, just like a regular home price, get them all rented, refinance, get all your money back out, and then it's on a cap rate and your value goes millions of dollars up. And you're going to come to me in 2 years and say, Colton, you're the number one best advice I've ever gotten. Why? Because now I'm a millionaire because of one decision I made is to go with an affordable house. And let me tell you, I talk to developers. I talk to people that build townhomes, apartment complexes, duplexes, triplexes, everywhere. Right now, you want to know why they're going with Saddlebrook right now, Chris?
Why?
Timeline and affordability.
Love it.
Do you think that home buyers or home builders, framers, finishers, concrete guys, do you think their prices went down? No, they went up. So they're, number one, interest rates, still hard to get. They're waiting 12 months to get their land finished. They're having to wait on builders. I've got a developer right now. All this rain that we got, he had 12 projects on the ground the last 4 weeks. He's got one set of framers, and guess what? They're 12 weeks behind. So what if another rain hits? Now he's got 11 more projects that are now pushed back, and guess what? He's paying interest payments only on all 11 of those projects. Why? Because the framers, they don't have the people. They had to lay off a lot of people.
If you enjoyed this video, drop a like. If you have any questions we didn't answer, drop a comment. And guys, tune into next week's episode where we will continue to educate you about the tiny home industry.